This is KCUR 89.3. We've heard a lot about the soaring number of murders in Kansas City, and it is a big problem, to be sure. But police are also dealing with a huge spike in traffic fatalities. And as KCUR's Sam Zeff discovered, they aren't really sure why there have been so many.
Front, same, away.
It's a Friday night in East Kansas City, and I'm out with what the KCPD calls a wolf pack. It's a MoDOT grant-funded operation aimed at arresting drunk drivers.
Officer Tim Philpott, and we're out here tonight actively looking for impaired drivers, whether that be by alcohol and or drugs.
That's Philpott's specialty. Tonight, a half dozen officers are out dedicated to nothing but finding impaired drivers. Working with him tonight is Officer Kerry Mutchler, 4 years on the job.
Independence and Orange is to the east. It's on a maroon-colored Nissan Rogue.
Both are putting in long days for the overtime the MoDOT grant provides. While taking drunks off the road is clearly good, nobody knows whether that will cut into the fatal accidents that has plagued the city this year.
Kansas City is on an island. We are at an accelerated rate for fatalities, and the rest of the state appears to be down with their fatality numbers.
That's Major Roger Lewis, who recently took over the traffic division. So far this year, 93 people have died in accidents in Kansas City. That's a 37% increase over last year. Across Missouri, says the Highway Patrol, fatal accidents are actually down 3%. This spike has baffled the upper reaches of the KCPD. The most puzzling thing is that while deaths are up, the number of accidents has remained steady. Lewis has some observations from his own commute down 71 Highway.
I see aggressive driving, distracted driving, and quite frankly, careless driving, speeders, people rushing in and out between various lanes trying to get ahead of traffic on a very regular basis.
Aggressive, but not road rage, Lewis says. The department may not know exactly why fatalities have skyrocketed, but it's not sitting still. For one, it's sending commanders to community groups to talk safety and hear citizen input. Early one morning, Captain Joe Crayon talked to Maine Corps, an economic development group in Midtown.
Part of the reason we think it might be that people aren't seeing enough police cars around and they're not seeing enough people getting stopped.
And department statistics certainly bear that out. The number of tickets written is down about 50% from last year. Part of that due, of course, to the 200 sworn officers the department is down, but trying to replace. Back in East Kansas City, on patrol with that night's wolf pack, and we are busy writing and printing tickets. Philpott and Mutchler didn't catch any drunks. In fact, the wolf pack this night would nab just two. For years, the department would use its state grant money to run DUI checkpoints, but the legislature last year banned that, saying the wolf packs are more efficient. Not so, says Philpott, a 15-year veteran of KCPD.
I enjoy doing both. I think there's more of a deterrence and a higher turnout of arrests doing the sobriety checkpoints.
Is the lack of checkpoints the reason fatalities have spiked? Maybe. Not enough tickets being written? That's also possible. And here's an odd fact. Police say when homicides rise, so do fatal accidents. Why? Nobody knows. It is, says Major Lewis, a problem without an obvious solution.
We do feel a little less in control, if you will, of actually being able to have the same impact on careless and aggressive driving within the thousands of square miles of roadways that we have in this city.
Whatever the reasons, police are worried as we approach Christmas and New Year's. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Sam Zeff.